Hey, what's up, guys? My name is Lydia Cruz, and welcome to the very first inaugural edition of the Q&U podcast. The goal of this podcast is simple. We're talking Lynyrd Skynyrd, Simple Man, kind of simple. The Q&U podcast is just a way to get all of your sports information in a concise, easy to use, easy to access platform. All of your scores and information from QU Hawks Athletics and also the major headlines that are happening on the national scene. With a focus, of course, on local professional sports teams. We've got a lot of them around here. And just whatever might be going on in the big, wonderful, wide world of sports today. For instance, think whatever Roger Goodell has got into his mind to do today. That's usually news and usually crazy. Here's the basic forecast of the Q&U podcast, because I like you guys and I don't want you to feel completely lost or out of the loop. First up, every episode will be three things you need to know, which are three things that affect either QU athletes or QU fans. It could be a new rule change, a new coach hiring, a change of schedule, things you'll want to pay attention to if you are involved in QU Hawks athletics. Next up is the QU Sports Report, or the scoreboard, whatever you'd like to call it. Pretty self-explanatory. I'll just run through the latest scores and results so you can get all the latest on how the QU Hawks are doing in their respective sports. Some weeks we may have a pregame or a postgame interview to play for you, or some in-game highlights, so stay tuned for that. Finally, a segment I'm calling Now Trending, which is, just as it sounds, three of the biggest stories to come out of the sports world as of late. They could be funny, they could be weird, they could be funny and weird, or simply a wild card. You'll just have to tune in to find out. Lastly, hang around to hear what's in queue. A quick rundown of games and events that are upcoming for the Quincy Hawks. Let's kick this bad boy off with three things you need to know. First up, the men's and women's basketball teams were picked to finish first and second, respectively, in the GLVC preseason coaches poll. The Quincy University men's basketball team was picked to win the GLVC West Division, the league office announced last Thursday. The Hawks garnered 9 out of a possible 15 first-place votes and finished atop the division with 113 total points. Drury was picked second and Truman State was chosen third. Quincy finished 20-10 overall last year with a 12-6 mark in GLVC play. It was the Hawks' first 20-win season in 7 years, and they made their first appearance in the GLVC tournament semifinals since 2008 after defeating Drury in overtime in the quarterfinals. The Hawks returned 4 starters from last year's squad, including a couple of all-GLVC performers. As for the Quincy University women's basketball team, they were picked to finish second in the GLVC West Division in the preseason coaches poll. Drury was unanimously picked to win the GLVC West. The Hawks finished second in conference last season and advanced the GLVC tournament championship game, where they ultimately fell to Bellarmine. Quincy also qualified for its 10th NCAA tournament berth in the last 14 seasons. Quincy will return 2 starters off last year's team that finished with a 25-6 overall record, 14-4 in conference play. Here's the next thing you need to know. QU has hired its men's lacrosse coach, who is already busy recruiting for the 2017-2018 academic year. If you haven't already heard, men's lacrosse is coming to QU beginning next year. In September, Christian Diaz joined the QU staff as the men's lacrosse head coach. He will spend the 2016-2017 school year recruiting a team that will begin competition in the 2017 academic year. Diaz comes to Quincy after spending the last 2 years as the assistant coach, defensive coordinator, and faceoff coach of the men's lacrosse program at Missouri Baptist University in St. Louis. Here's the third thing you need to know. Division II athletics are becoming more diverse and expansive. Some college sports, such as tennis and skiing, have long attracted international student athletes. But the last 5 years have shown increased interest in other sports that haven't traditionally drawn international competitors. In fact, the overall number of international student athletes grew 29% from 2010 to 2015, resulting in 17,000 competing in NCAA. NCAA sports. The majority of that growth, 58%, came in Division II, where the increases came from unexpected places. While 25% or more of Division II rosters for men's and women's tennis and men's skiing are international students, other sports saw the international representation on their rosters nearly double from 2010 to 2015. And the number in women's swimming has more than doubled. I'm Lydia Cruz, and those were three things you need to know. Now it's time for your QU Hawks sports report. First up, men's soccer. The QU men's soccer team got two goals from sophomore forward Eddie Plesha and junior goalkeeper Nate Griffin kept a clean sheet as the Hawks blanked Drury 2-0 on Sunday in the GLVC tournament quarterfinals in Springfield, Missouri. On Sunday, the Panthers outshot the Hawks by a 10-6 count, but Plesha made his two opportunities count. In the 22nd minute, senior forward Pete Condell had his shot blocked by a DU defender, but the ricochet fell to Plesha and the sophomore fired the go-ahead goal. Condell earned his third assist of the year. The Hawks clung to their 1-0 lead heading into the second half, and in the 69th minute, Plesha added an insurance goal on a pass from senior midfielder Scott Laddie. Plesha now has 8 goals on the year, and Laddie picked up his third assist. Griffin kept the Panthers out of the net for his fourth clean sheet of the season. Quincy added on to their 7-game winning streak, over which the team has allowed just 4 goals. The Hawks now sit at 12-4-2 overall on the year. Next up in the GLVC semifinals, the Hawks will face top-seeded Rockhurst this Friday in Indianapolis. Rockhurst is ranked number 6 in the nation and defeated Quincy 1-0 in Kansas City when the two met on September 30th. Next up, women's soccer. The QU women's soccer team saw its season come to a close as number 15 Rockhurst scored 2 second-half goals to claim a 2-0 win in the GLVC tournament quarterfinals in Kansas City, Missouri on Sunday. Quincy will miss the NCAA tournament for just the second time in the last 11 seasons. Rockhurst was the number 2 seed going into the tournament, while QU was the number 7 seed. Rockhurst led in shots 35-6, including a 16-3 advantage in shots on goal. Junior goalkeeper Megan Swanson made 12 saves in the game, and the QU defense cleared 2 other shots off the line. Freshman midfielder Mo Rooney and sophomore forward Cassidy Foley had 2 shots apiece to lead Quincy. With the win, Rockhurst advanced to the GLVC Tournament Championships in Indianapolis, November 5th through 7th. All 4 home teams, Truman, Rockhurst, Missouri St. Louis, and McKendree, won Sunday's quarterfinal matches. Next up, football. Senior Eric Poindexter scored all 4 of the Hawks' touchdowns Saturday in their 38-28 defeat at Truman State. The QU football team outgained TSU in total offense, but excessive turnovers and an impeded run game allowed the GLVC-leading Bulldogs to pull out the win on Saturday at Stokes Stadium. Wide receiver Eric Poindexter caught a school record 4 touchdown passes, accounting for all of the Hawks' TDs, to lead the team offensively. He had 6 total catches on the day for 217 receiving yards. The Bulldogs, now 7-2 overall and 6-0 in the GLVC, scored in the first quarter before Poindexter caught a 5-yard pass from redshirt sophomore quarterback Robbie Kelly to cap a 15-play, 76-yard, 8-minute drive at the end of the first quarter. TSU answered back with its own score before Poindexter caught a 60-yard pass on a post route to tie the game up 14-14. Truman tacked on a touchdown on the ensuing possession, then took advantage of a late first half interception for another touchdown. Poindexter caught a short pass on the sideline, broke an arm tackle, and outran the Truman defense for a 69-yard score to cut the deficit 28-21. Truman added on with a field goal early in the fourth quarter, then stretched the lead 38-21 on a 34-yard touchdown run. Poindexter continued his record day with a 65-yard haul down the left sideline, pulling Quincy within 10. The final score, 38-28, Truman State. Kelly was 14 for 28 while throwing for 311 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions. Redshirt freshman running back Jalen James rushed for 49 yards on 14 carries, averaging 3.5 yards per carry. Sophomore safety Shane Barrett led the defense for QU with a career-high 14 tackles, including 2.5 for loss. The Hawks return to QU Stadium Saturday, November 5th at 1 p.m. to take on McKendree. Turning the focus now to women's volleyball. The QU women's volleyball team dominated the University of Indianapolis Saturday afternoon with a convincing 3-0 win. The Hawks defeated the Greyhounds 25-19, 25-23, and 25-21. The Hawks set the tone early on, jumping out to a 2-0 lead on quick kills by senior Kayla Hamilton. The Hawks ended the first set with a 12-6 run to pick up the first victory. Things took a turn in the second set when the Hawks were forced to battle from behind. The Greyhounds led the Hawks 18-13 late in the set. QU's Rachel Shores served for four consecutive points to take the lead back 24-23 Quincy. The Greyhounds committed a service error on the final point, and the Hawks took a 2-0 lead in the match. QU claimed the third set win 25-21 behind multiple kills by seniors Kayla Hamilton and Emily Lindenmulder. Hamilton provided a perfect ending to senior day as she slammed her ninth kill to end the match. Sarah Rathbun had 40 assists for the Hawks and Rachel Shores had 22 digs. Becca Rabel also had 9 kills in the match. QU honored its 5 seniors after the match. The senior class includes Kayla Hamilton, Emily Lindenmulder, Jessica Wasinski, Nicole Alaria, and Rachel Banash. QU is now 15-10 overall, 8-4 in the GLVC. Indianapolis fell to 7-6 in the conference. The Hawks will finish their season with 5 road games, starting with Wisconsin Parkside on November 4th. That's going to do it for the QU Sports Report this week. Stay tuned for Now Trending, a peek at the biggest headlines from the magical wide world of sports. Next up on Now Trending, call it what you will, the sports equinox, the October overload, the athletic alignment, or just plain fun. This past Sunday, October 30th, marked the annual one-day convergence of all major professional sports in America. First up, in the MLB, the World Series continued at Wrigley with Game 5 in the Chicago versus Cleveland showdown. As for the NFL, viewers had their pick of 11 different games, including a Bengals versus Redskins matchup across the pond in jolly old England. I'm not sure why that was my English accent. I apologize for that. Famously ending in another tie, Kansas City defeated the Colts in Indianapolis, and it was a battle between rookie quarterbacks on Sunday Night Football as Carson Wentz and the Eagles traveled to Dallas to take on former Mississippi State Bulldog Dak Prescott. Both teams were fighting for top billing in the NFC East, Dallas sitting at 5-1 on the season, while Philly entered the game hot on the heels of America's team at 4-2. I could use Carrie Underwood singing the Sunday Night Football song right now. Jumping to the NHL, there were 8 games on the Sunday docket. Chicago fans watched the Blackhawks take on the Kings at United Center. Meanwhile, the Blues had a nice restful day off. It was nice. For NBA lovers, highlights included the Warriors at the Suns and the Spurs in Miami. Finally, the MLS. Yes, we play soccer in this country, people. I know. Might sound shocking to you. It's actually quite exciting. MLS playoffs were in full swing Sunday as leg one of the conference semifinals began. The LA Galaxy topped the Colorado Rapids 1-0. Montreal pulled one over on the New York Red Bulls, which was surprising, 1-0. Other matches included Toronto versus NYC, Seattle versus FC Dallas. Go Sounders. Shameless plug. Yeah, shameless plug. Leg 2 of the conference semifinals continue on Sunday, November 6th. Sports fans, all in all, I don't blame you for being glued to your television for nearly all waking hours Sunday. It only happens one day a year, the sports equinox. Make sure to stretch your limbs plenty today so they don't atrophy. And non-sports fans, well, move along, I guess. Also on Now Trending, this one's a little bit of a curveball, so stick with me. A Japanese startup company called ALE has developed the technology to deliver on-demand, man-made meteor showers, which means they can basically turn the night sky into a blank canvas. Shinsuke Abe is ALE's research director and, an aerospace engineering professor by day. Abe told the media, Imagine a future where you can use our meteors for international fireworks displays, a proposal for marriage, or a special memorial. How many on Jumbotrons / meteor shower proposals are we going to see at baseball games now? Don't get too excited, though, guys. The company says on-demand meteor showers are still 2 years away. So why include it in the Now Trending report? Well, even though your custom meteor shower will have to wait until 2018, ALE has already made a bid to be in charge of the opening ceremony entertainment for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. Pretty cool, right? In my mind, this could go one of two ways. Could be a spectacular part of all future sporting events, Olympics included, or it could just be, like mentioned earlier, part of bad marriage proposal videos that we see circulated on social media constantly. Yeah, glad we got that whole global warming and cure for cancer thing figured out, because we can have on-demand personalized meteor showers. First world problems. Finally, before I sign off with all of you beautiful people, here is what's coming up in queue. Monday, October 31st, men's golf, the Tribeca Fall Invitational, which takes place at Foxland Harbor Golf Club in Tennessee. This Friday, November 4th, first up, we've got men's soccer versus Rockhurst in the next round of the GLVC tournament. Time to be announced. We also have this Friday, women's volleyball at Wisconsin Parkside, 7 p.m. This Saturday, November 5th, come out and support your KU Hawks as they take on McKendree at The Rock, 1 p.m. kickoff for the football game. Make sure you come out and support your Hawks whenever possible. That's going to do it for the very first inaugural episode of the Q&U podcast. My name is Lydia Cruz. Let's be honest, this whole thing is a work in progress. Lots to fix, lots to improve. If you have any comments or concerns or suggestions, you can always email me at Cruz, C-R-U-Z-L-Y, at quincy.edu. Or you can find me on Twitter at the Lydia Cruz. I will see you guys next Monday for another episode of the Q&U podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. Remember, it's a great day to be a Hawk.